It's all over the news. It's been leading news on radio, television, print, on the internet for roughly 24 hours since military veterans who had been in what appeared to have been reasonably calm but a little tense discussions with the Minister of Defence, Thandi Modise, the Minister in the Presidency, Mongli Gungubela, and the Deputy Defence Minister, Thabang Makgwetla, and held them hostage, and then members of an elite special unit sorted the situation out. 56 people arrested. Three of them had to go to hospital to be checked out, and I don't know whether they're still in hospital or have joined the others, wherever the others are. Eyewitness News journalist Veronica Makgwadi has been following this story. Veronica, I've seen obviously some of the television footage, some of the live camera footage of what was happening. It's kind of hard for me to work out exactly how tense it was. I mean, how angry the situation became. You've been covering the story pretty much all day. What's your sense?
Well, John, I think, one can say that the situation was quite tense and essentially quite hostile. When Eyewitness News arrived at the scene last night, there was heavy police presence. Of course, we saw various SAPS officials driving in and out of the St. George's Hotel in Pretoria. We also, of course, saw military police coming in, 911 ambulance vehicles as well. All of the entrances and exits into that venue were blocked off. By the time Eyewitness News gained entrance in there, of course, we were receiving leaked images, videos and audio coming from some of the veteran members that were in the building, seeing that tension building up between the various ministers when their grievances were not heard. While we were at the scene, we heard the sound of what sounded as a stun grenade. Police saying that they essentially only fired tear gas. No confirmation yet if shots were fired, even though some of the people on the ground saying that they were injured, as you've mentioned, of course, during these operations, John.
But the ministers who gave a news conference earlier today, I mean, I don't know whether they were deliberately trying to play things down, take some of the heat out of the situation, but they kept on saying that they didn't feel really threatened at any stage. They didn't feel at any point in this that there was a very real chance of violence being visited upon them.
Absolutely, John. I think speaking to just some of the analysts in regards to this entire, hostage situation and how it played out, of course, also considering that the country is just recovering from that recent violent unrest that happened in July, many have come out to say that they believe the ministers and the government essentially are downplaying what, essentially could be something that has, also tipped the scales in South Africa and how we respond, of course, to situations when groups or people within the country have, disagreements with the government. Also, John, I think one must consider the fact as we head into the local government elections that, some of the issues that were coming out from these veterans were longstanding issues that have formed within the ANC. And, of course, those issues of MK vets and how they've been treated within the governing party. Analysts also coming out to say, are we seeing, issues of the ANC spilling once more into national government? Are the lines once again being blurred between party and state? Going back to what you're saying about downplaying the violence, we know during these times and during the election period, tensions really do run high between every kind of political sphere that one can think of.
Veronica, both ministers at the news conference earlier today were again saying they were taking pains to stress that the vets, that they don't approve of the methods that they used last night, but they were saying they have real grievances and we are going to look into them.
Absolutely, John. I think, as South Africans, obviously our deep history, with the liberation struggle, you really look at the plight of the military veterans and say their well-being has been, something that has been of concern and a long ongoing conversation. But, just the issues and the demands that they have raised have really put government at a difficult position. Just to give an example, the liberation veteran movement is calling for about 4 million rand, per veteran. you know, and do we have essentially, you know, the money, the bank for this? That's another question that obviously government would have to explore. But these are the issues that they've been going on saying, we've had these talks, we've been given these promises, but nothing has come from this. But essentially, tough questions then need to be asked as well in regards to how they responded, you know, to government's, you know, issue of saying, look, let's postpone the meeting, and also how government has been sort of lagging in regards to responding to their issues. Others also might argue that some of these veterans have been well taken care of.
Thank you very much to Eyewitness News reporter Veronica Mahwadi.